Question number 7. What did you learn in updating page 2 of the 2017 version of the IEEE Ethics History Repository? I was asked at the end of 2019 by Dr. Michael Geselowitz, director of the IEEE History Center, to undertake to update the IEEE Ethics History Repository, which I first created in 2017. Further, he issued a memo to those that I would need to get material from about history that my work was being done under his request for the History Center and asked for full cooperation in providing the materials I sought. Well, things started out on the right track, but over a period of a year's work, I found that even though high-level executive staff promised cooperation, essentially, I received nothing from my numerous requests. Eventually, I began to feel there had been a large cloak that had been placed over my work such that no one dared cooperate and supply me materials. So I had to rely on firsthand papers of members such as Dr. Steve Unger, Dr. Joe Herkert, Dr. Greg Adamson. The best example of this was when I sought to get copies of the board minutes from the 1998 closed session where the board voted to eliminate the Ethics Committee and all its programs, along with the authorization to deny members ethics advice and ethical support. To this day, that has not seen the light of day. Further, I contended that in the IEEE, less than 1% of its nearly 450,000 members worldwide even know there is an Ethics and Member Conduct Committee, and that under the Code of Ethics, Canon 10, that the IEEE is obligated to provide them ethical support, unquote. I still believe that. Now, while the Ethics and Member Conduct Committee is required by the board to issue an annual report, but to only the board, IEEE members over the years have learned almost nothing about its activities. I contend this annual report should be made public to the members. Further, the young members of IEEE seem to not be involved in promoting professionalism, ethics advice, and/or ethical support, but need to learn more about them and become active in their purposes.